Michelle Grattan joins us in the Canberra studio. The Prime Minister today trying to salvage his leadership following that disastrous result for the LNP in Queensland. More dismal polling as well for his own government in Canberra. His speech today at the National Press Club being widely viewed as his last chance to reset the government's course, to head off any potential leadership challenge. If Tony Abbott can't turn things round, well, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is touted as a likely contender for the top job. But again, today, she's expressed her support for the PM.
Yes, Tony Abbott does have my support. He will be giving a significant speech today at the National Press Club. Last night, we had a very congenial meeting with our British counterparts who are here for the annual ministerial meeting between the United Kingdom and Australia. He hosted a dinner with our friends from the United Kingdom, and it was a very congenial and productive meeting. Today he will outline a strategic direction for us in the lead up to the next election.
Julie Bishop speaking a short time ago. In a moment too on Breakfast, Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss. But Michelle Grattan joins us now in the Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Jonathan.
You just heard Julie Bishop there, again saying the PM has her support, speaking very much in the present tense. How at risk is the PM's leadership? Is there a lot of smoke here, or is there some fire?
I think there's certainly the beginnings of fire. He is at risk. Just how much at risk is not clear, but when these things get going, very often the end of them is unhappy for the person involved. On the other hand, there are a lot of pressures against changing leaders. Josh Frydenberg, who's newly joined the ministry, said last night that he didn't have a crystal ball, and I think that's really the position of everyone, both observers and Liberal participants in all this. No one knows with any certainty how it will end.
And telling for Frydenberg to say that, I mean, a man loyal to Tony Abbott, but a man of great ambition, and to be hedging his bets in that way is an interesting qualification there.
Well, yes, and actually saying it as it is.
Which in itself is a sign of how
it's often
strange things have
politics become.
Yes. How does this, Michelle, come to a head? I mean, you know, we have the sense of the circling figures in Julie Bishop and in Malcolm Turnbull, potentially Scott Morrison. No sense from any of those of doing the numbers or being on the phone. We're not looking at the sort of analogous situation of the Rudd-Gillard years where all of that was, you know, so much to the surface. I mean, is there potential or is there a hope or a desire that Tony Abbott might be persuaded to step down?
I think that some people would hope that, and if things don't get better, more people will be hoping that. But he's very tough-minded, and when prime ministers have that job, it's pretty hard to get them to go voluntarily, as we saw under Labor. So I think that really he probably would have to be blasted out, and it's, of course, quite uncertain who would take over if that happened. The front runners at the moment have been Julie Bishop and Malcolm Turnbull, but how that sort of team would work out is just not clear who'd be top dog out of those two. And, of course, there's the additional issue in this, that it's not just a matter of changing leader. As we saw from Queensland, issues are involved, people are reacting against government styles, but they're also reacting against the sort of tough policies that governments are putting forward. And so if the federal Liberals decided to change leader, that would involve, I think, the new leader having to change policies. I don't think that they would be able to miraculously sell the sort of policies the government has at the moment.
We're at an extraordinary moment in politics, aren't we, Michelle Grattan? I mean, the case for reform appears to be quite urgent and quite serious, and yet we have an electorate which appears jaded with that, or at any event, jaded with what seems to be the political orthodoxy now of coming to government in opposition to an existing government and coming to government as a very policy light small target?
Yes, I think people are jaded with reform, and Malcolm Turnbull said in a speech in America the other day that people would accept reform if they understood the need for it, and certainly this government has failed to adequately explain the need. But nevertheless, they have had a story of the budget will get really bad over the next years if something's not done, the whole intergenerational problem, the ageing of the population. They've got those messages out there, even if not very effectively. But people are really resisting the degree of change that governments are demanding of them.
Now, Queensland, of course, we saw on the weekend and taking everybody by surprise, it's not that far now into the New South Wales election as well. Anxiety for Premier Baird, do you think?
Mike Baird's got a very strong majority, but of course so did Campbell Newman have a strong majority.
Stronger.
He's also got a much better style, political persona than either Campbell Newman or Tony Abbott. On the other hand, he has a privatisation agenda, and we've seen that assets sale or assets leasing, as now is the more fashionable policy, is very unpopular in the electorate. He'll have a lot of federal overhang in his campaign. Tony Abbott, of course, comes from New South Wales. He can't be banned from that campaign as he was in Queensland, and he won't be banned either because he and Mike Baird are actually quite close. But if this if he's still in place and the leadership speculation is still intense, that will be very bad for the New South Wales election. I think that Mike Baird is still expected to win that election, but if it was very, very close, that would further feed into Tony Abbott's problems.
Michelle, thank you. An extraordinary day today with the PM speaking at the press club, and I guess some things may become a little clearer after that.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation, a professorial fellow at Canberra University. It's 7:45.